Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, welcome to a new session of Sanity. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You got Mike Lindell willing to help us out. He's working hard to make sure that conservative shows like ours can stay on the air because they give us a platform, a way for us to make a few dollars. That simple. Right? And it's product that you need. You know, keep telling you it's product that you need, but, you know, seriously, you want to head over to MyPillow.com. Now, I was just talking to somebody about these the other day, and it's, I saw, you know, you sound like one of those guys. Well, not one of those guys. I'm not into the fashion and the whole thing and all that other stuff. Right? But, man, you head over there, and let me see what I got here. I put it up on the screen for me. Right? They got slippers. They got sandals, pillows, pillowcases, the bed sheets, right? Towel set. I like the towel sets. I have to admit, I really like the towel sets. Right? Doggy beds. I think that's hilarious. Actually, the doggy pillows. Right? They got a whole clothing line, bathrobes. There's just so much there. So if I was you, I mean, seriously, give us a really serious thought as to how you'd want to do this. I don't know, maybe it's a gift for somebody else. Buy a gift for yourself from somebody else. Tell your husband or your wife, hey, I got me covered. Don't worry about it. But at least go over there and check it out. You got pet blankets and everything. I'm looking at the prices right now without the promo codes. I mean, you're saving some big bucks on stuff. Promo code Joe, save you a lot more money. Though, head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll be able to buy these gifts and save some bucks. There's nothing wrong with it, unless you don't need to save bucks. If you don't need to save bucks, get that much money, send it to me. I'd be more than happy to take those bucks. All right, so I was teasing a little bit in the last hour. I think we should have some fun with this. Joey B. has a boatload of gaffes out there. Not a couple, a boatload. And I enjoy them because, again, he does it in such a way, nobody tries to save his butt. And he has no idea what he's talking about. He thinks he does. Right? No, come on, he thinks he does. So let me see if I can get this stupid thing working. Oh, there we go. So this is where
that's why I have so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Actually, he said that he had cancer. Right? the White House later on had to quickly clarify that he didn't have it, right? He was fearing, he was referring to his non-melanoma skin cancer. So, again, it was treated before he became president. I guess, and I'll say this in an honest way, I guess anytime you hear the word cancer, it's fearful, right? I've never had it, so I don't know. I've had family members with it. That doesn't mean I know, though. Just means I've had family members with it. Here, let's give Joey a little bit more time here. Let's see what we can come up with. Hold on. Here you go. Come on, Joe. God. A single word description for America.
Is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in
Now, how many times has he called Kamala Harris the first lady? Do you know? I mean, plenty.
A little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the first lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see. That's right. She's fine.
You know, look around the room to see what you see. What the heck's that mean? Right, but again, you got to listen. This is hilarious with this guy. I find it all quite amusing because he's the one that's in charge. They're worried about Trump. This is the guy that's in charge of the button. Right, the word that Trump took the codes get changed. Do any of you know that?
Me.
All right.
Second lady. First gentleman. How about that?
You know, and then we have the moment where he's actually shaking hands with the Invisible Man. Remember that? He gives this speech, closes this book, sticks his hand out to nobody. And he's looking around. Remember that one? He's looking all around the place like, am I supposed to shake hands here? You know, if it happens once or twice, you would say, okay, well, whatever. Yeah, it happened. Probably somebody didn't give the right instruction. But when it happens pretty much at every event, right, there's a problem. What about when he forgot the Australian president's name? Remember that? Oh, we'll do that after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pings you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
1-800-TOTAL-UPSIDE. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina here. You're listening to Joe Messina Show here on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Well, we were having a little bit of fun with Joey V and his Flubfest. Here's one where he actually forgets the Australian president's name. Sitting right next to her. Shouldn't be that hard. Been talking to her for the last hour or so. Take a listen.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
That fellow down under. Yeah, I'd like to thank the president of down under. Yeah. What's your name again?
appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, this is Mr. Prime Minister. I'm sorry. I missed that one. I mean, but seriously, this is a head of state. Write it down on your paper. Write it down on your palm of your hand, for God's sakes. Write it down. Don't forget the Prime Minister's name. Right? Did he have him fall asleep at the UN? You guys remember that one? Somebody had to come over like they were showing him something or handing him something to get him to wake up again. That's how ridiculous this is. And you know what? It doesn't stop there. It's not going to stop there. If he runs again, I don't know what to say. If he got voted in again, then I know exactly what to say. Because there's no way people like him voted. I'm not going to go down this road. Right, anyway, hey, I don't know if you heard, tens of thousands of Jets fans belted out the national anthem. You know, these sports arenas, the more they want to push back and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore, the more trouble they're going to run into. But tens of thousands of New York Jets fans belted out the national anthem before the start of the football game on Sunday. It was the 21st anniversary of September 11th. It was not a performance. It was participation. It was heartfelt. And again, you know, I've seen so many articles about how we've let 9/11 just kind of go by. Right? New York Times didn't lead with a tribute on 9/11. Many major publications, whether they be online or in paper, did not lead with a 9/11 story. Why? What are they afraid of? What's the problem? I mean, really, they want to honor everything else. Why not that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Doesn't it make sense? And now you're looking at, I love this, the Illinois governor. They're going to start busing people to adjacent areas. This is going to be great. But, well, they're going to bust the illegals to adjacent areas. And like I said, this is going to be great. Now you're going to have Democrats eating at Democrats. Don't you think? So the Illinois governor, he's going to, you know, he is going to take on this busing issue. That's what they're calling it. And so they're getting ready in Philadelphia. They're going to be receiving buses of migrants from Texas. You know, you've got other governors that are actually renting even more buses. So I'm glad that Abbott is finally looking. I would be going back over all the comments from every governor there is currently in office, stating things like they can't understand why Abbott doesn't allow them in there. He should be more compassionate. He should be willing. I mean, remember something. The money they're spending is taxpayer dollars there in those cities, in those counties, in those states. Why isn't the good people in Texas have to pay because D.C. can't get its act together? The city's inventorying existing resources should those seeking safe refuge find their way to Philadelphia. There's been no confirmation that buses of migrants from Texas will be directed to Philadelphia. This is according to Kenny's office. He says it doesn't anticipate any notice if the buses are directed to a city of brotherly love. Kenny's office wouldn't respond to local news sources for comment. Now, Republican Texas Governor Abbott will be increasing the buses that he's sitting around. So far, he's sent about 8,000 migrants, which is nothing. This needs to be, I told you before, this needs to be a daily chain, like a convoy, a good old-fashioned convoy to these states. Right? That's the way they need to do it. So, conservative leaders of border states and across the country, they've slammed Biden for his immigration policies. They're not policies. Shooting from the hip. He's not hoping to fix anything, really. So they slam President Biden for his immigration policy. You look at the crisis at the border, including, you know, ending the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. What they announced to replace that has failed miserably. They're going to try to give citizenship to another 11 to 15 million immigrants. You watch. And they think this is going to fix everything. I don't actually think they're going to fix it. They say that, but I don't believe it. I believe that they're hoping that these people do become voters or do find a way to vote. That's what I think they believe. And they could care less. It's all about power. 100% power. Biden's never visited the border. Think about that. Not one time. And if you're going to tell me he's too old to visit it, or he's too this, or he's too that, or it's beneath him, then shame on you. That's not true. You make fun of Trump, but he visited the border plenty of times. His border czar, anybody know who his border czar was? Is? Still is, as I imagine. Right. Kamala Harris. She's not gone down there either. She was 20 miles north of the border? Sound like the border to me, right? She thinks that, where'd she go? She went to El Paso. That was it. That was over a year ago. Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he testified that the southern border is safe, secure, nothing to worry about. At the minute he was giving that testimony, with thousands of illegals pouring over the border. They live in a different world than we do, people. Total different animal. So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department signaling that it would accept former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary as the special master that would review what the Justice Department seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. The Washington Post reports the filing happened after Trump's legal team argued to keep a pause on any document review in place until a master is selected. Nurses and their bosses in Minnesota remain far apart on a new labor deal. 15,000 nurses walking the picket line for the next 3 days in what is believed to be the largest private sector nurses strike in American history. Ukrainian troops pushing the Russians all the way to the country's northeastern border, reclaiming areas the Kremlin captured during the 7 month war. Legendary jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis has died at his Chicago home. He was 87. The major indexes on Wall Street gained on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Gumsina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. It's the best way to make all this happen. So, on the heels of 9/11, to show you that they really don't understand. Now, come on. Let's just be honest about it. They really don't understand. And you get these younger people who don't really see the need to keep remembering. I don't want to say celebrating, because you know that's not what I mean. But remembering 9/11. We don't remember it because we want another beer and beach and party and whatever day. We want to remember it so we remember what happens when we let our guard down, when we don't really know, don't really understand, you know, 50 years later, why this is such a big deal. You'll know if we keep the remembrance up. So I don't know what the problem is, but this is campus reform. Out on the campus, I don't know what university to run. We'll figure it out in a minute. You won't care once you start hearing the answers. You really won't care what they have to say. So take a listen. Okay, come on. Anytime you're ready. I love what it does to me.
In your own words, what is 9/11?
It's a really tragic day in America when terrorists decided to fly planes into the Twin Towers.
It was a terrorist attack on the World Trade Centers.
9/11 was when the Twin Towers went down, you know, the two planes hit them and lots of lives were lost.
9/11 was an attack on America and a threat to all of our freedoms.
Honoring those people that sacrificed their lives to help whenever the terrorists attacked the Twin Towers.
Remembering, like, all those lives that were lost, and those who, like, tried to help.
Oh, wait, this is actually deep.
September 11th is definitely, like, it changed the world.
It's a devastating terrorism attack that happened to the United States.
It's a terrorist attack that happened September 11th, 2001.
A tragic event that occurred that needs to be remembered.
Why do you think college students especially, or just Americans, should remember 9/11?
Well, I was like a changing point in our world. It was a moment in our history that we should learn and can grow from that.
Of course, it's such a big deal, you know, like a personal attack on our country. If we forget
why 9/11 happened, then we'll forget to protect our freedoms and to keep our country great.
I mean, as I said, it is something that should not be forgotten, like, ever.
All the lives that were lost, yeah. Too. I mean, remembering those lives. All the families, too.
I mean, we lost, like, thousands of people that day. You know, it's sad.
There's a lot of...
Now, the funny thing about this is that at some point in time, you're seeing more and more people that will say, we don't really need to think about it anymore. It's done. It's over with. It's yesterday's news. And that's scary. You know? Seriously. There's another group of students, and you heard all this, right? Who feel that, you ready for this? We're obsessing over this. Why are we obsessing over this 9/11 thing? Which tells me they really don't understand what it was all about. They might think they do. Because, you know, we were all young once, and we were all sure that we had all the answers. And we didn't need any help. Remember that? So let me see, where are they? Well, you'll figure it out. We'll both figure it out in a minute. But here's another group of students who maybe don't feel the same way. Totally different. Take a listen.
My name is Logan DuBille, and you are watching Campus Reform. Today I am at the University of Pittsburgh talking with college students about the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
So you got A&M University of Texas was the first one, right? And they were the ones that you had to remember. Now we're at the University of Texas. I mean, Pittsburgh.
Do these students remember learning about the attacks in school at all? Do they think that we should just move on from 9/11 altogether? Let's find out. Do you know what the last major terrorist attack on U.S. soil was?
I actually do not. I want to say 9/11, but I feel like that's old.
I'm going to say 9/11.
I have no clue.
No, I don't.
It wouldn't be a shooting. No. Then no.
Uvalde, Texas. I would consider that terrorism.
9/11?
Wait, 9/11?
9/11. Did you remember learning about 9/11 in school?
Very briefly, like at the end of my AP Gov class.
Whoa.
It was never something that anyone in my academic history, like, kind of ignored. We watched videos, mostly.
They did actually do a section on, like, Islamophobia as a result of 9/11.
Mainly videos, like documentaries, like textbook readings. We learned about, like, personal feelings and personal connections to it.
In school, it was just that day for the most part.
My teacher mainly told his, like, personal story, like, because we're talking about, like, COVID.
They were pretty solemn about it and made it, like, a really big deal because I wasn't even born.
So in the past years, we've kind of seen a push from higher education to move on from 9/11. For example, there was an editorial that was released by Penn State University Barron's campus saying that Americans kind of obsess over 9/11. Do you agree with the idea that we should move on from 9/11?
I think it's an important part of history, so, like, no, it's fine. It's not a big, huge thing I've ever learned. It's been, like, a day lesson.
A lot of people died. You know, that sucks. I think that, you know, they should be told that.
I think it's important to tell, like, what actually happened and explain maybe that, like, Islam wasn't the reason that happened.
The victors write the history books, and I think that's kind of wrong because it doesn't paint the full picture. The terrorists would be villainized, but there's obviously a reason why they went to crash planes into the Twin Towers.
I
hear that kind of stuff. It drives me nuts. Right? The reason you do something is to get back at somebody. That makes it okay. That makes it okay. So they attacked the Twin Towers. They killed 3,000 people. And what we're going to say is, so what do we do to provoke that? Really? Is this what we taught these kids? Is this why you're spending all this money to send these kids to college? What did we do to provoke it? Look, there are plenty of groups, religious, ethnic, groups that hate us just for who we are. They hate us because of the freedoms we have. Some groups hate us because they feel like we're too liberal, too godless, too whatever. Too promiscuous as a country. And that our Western influence has leaked into Russia and other places and making it harder for those people. their kids are being influenced by the Western garbage. I don't look at it. It is what it is. So, when you talk, is that a reason to lash out? I mean, it's really funny because you younger parents who raise these kids are saying there's never a reason to hit somebody, no matter what they call you, what they do to you, how they make you feel. All of a sudden, it's okay. Why? Why is it all right? No, really, I'm curious. You don't have an answer because it doesn't make any sense. And what you're teaching these young kids, you're sending them to these schools. My God, may God forgive you with some of these schools you're sending them to. You know what they're going to come back with mentally. Do you care? Or do you, matter of fact, I'll go one step further. Do you believe it? If you think your child's going to be brainwashed into believing something that isn't true about this country, their family, their skin color, whatever, why do you send them there? Anyway, let's move on to the next one. Oh, this is another one to get your blood pressure up. You ready? So students tried to pressure the administrators at Mount Holyoke College to ban a pro-Trump Back the Blue demonstration. But it was across the street from the campus. They don't believe in freedom of speech anymore, apparently. But we already knew that. The rally was hosted by local correction officers in Pioneer Valley, Massachusetts for Trump 2020. It happened on September 7th at the Village Commons in Massachusetts. Now, it's across the street from the college, so therefore they couldn't have it. The rally came to the students' attention on September 2nd through an anonymous post on the Instagram page, BIPOC, at Mount Holyoke. What I'm going to say is I know the most students aren't on campus, but there's a Back of the Blue. Now, first I have to understand, why is that bad? I mean, seriously, who are they going to call when they get in trouble? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I feel like I'm sitting down in a hole here. Be part of the solution. You become part of the solution, you're no longer the problem. And really, it's really that simple. Right? All right, we're talking about a campus where backing the blue seems to be a bad thing. Now, when the crap's hitting the fan, Wouldn't you love to say, I'm not saying to let them die or anything, but wouldn't you love to say to some of these protesters against the blue that say they feel safer when they're not around? When the crap hits the fan like it did in Seattle and Portland, who are you going to call? Have them call 911 and go, oh, I'm sorry. You guys called for defunding the police in the first place. We took her from, was the area you live in? But here, let me give you some numbers from some social workers in your area that might be able to help out. The rally was hosted by the local corrections officers and the Pioneer Valley, Massachusetts for Trump organization. Go on to say, I know that most students aren't on campus, but there's a back to blue pro-police, pro-Trump standout at the Village Commons in South Hadley this weekend. This is what the tweet read. It's right across the street from the campus. I'm only reaching out because I hope student pressure on admin can create a response from the college. Yeah, right. Students immediately jumped in action. please. Planning counter-protests in the comment section. However, since the majority of students aren't on campus due to the coronavirus pandemic, you know, this is how they bite themselves. I love it. Multiple organizations created a petition against Back the Blue. Now, here's the thing. They're trying to say, when you back the blue, you're against the LGBTQ plus and the POC members, people of color. Right? So somehow now what they're suggesting is the police hate the LGBTQ community and POC members. Various campus organizations signed a petition, including Black at Mount Holyoke and the BIPOC at Mount Holyoke Instagram account. They got about 1,600 votes. They go on to say, this is outrageous, we demand a response from the administration. Why? It's a public venue. It's a public place. You got no right to stop them. Absolutely none. You have absolutely no standing. Just leave. Go somewhere else. Right? They want to say that although Mount Holyoke is a space that encourages the opinions of all students to be shared, they should not tolerate the sharing of harmful rhetoric. The implication of the stance held by the Back the Blue rally is in direct opposition to Black Lives Matter. Really? So police officers don't protect black people? Black policemen don't protect black people? Shows you how short-sighted they are. It's not true. It's not true at all. But they're trying to paint a picture that all cops hate blacks. That's a lie. And that is dangerous. Talk about the ones that are being dangerous. They are the ones. This goes against the inclusive and progressive message of Mount Holyoke. You know what? At this point, I think any college that uses those terms should be shut down immediately. And the only reason I say that is it seems like it is at the top of the pyramid of education. And it shouldn't be. And it's not. In a statement of campus reform, Sophia, well, I can't pronounce her last name, a freshman, she felt that the school wasn't living up to its promise. The school promised to work on racism, inclusivity in the newsletter they sent recently, but they're going directly against. Why? That's not happening on the school. That's number one. Number two is the minute I'd love to sit them down and go, so what are you saying? That because it's a pro-police organization, it's a anti-LGBTQ, and prove your case. Right? Another campus student who doesn't want you to use her name, she was not pleased to see the petition. If people want to gather in a safe manner for the cause that brings them together, who are black at MHC, to tell them they can't, she said. Police have been targeted this year, too, or also. Whether black or not, they need to recognize that the police are there, in most cases, to protect them. In most cases, they're there to help out. In most cases, look, your little joint-smoking buddy is not going to jump in front of a bullet for you. Your little joint-smoking buddy isn't going to try to get you out and get you where you need to be. It's just crazy. Mount Holyoke College Republicans President Sandra criticized the claim that the event would harm safety in the campus community. Yeah, it, you deserve to criticize. As a matter of fact, I go one step further. This is ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Right? When you think about safety on campus, do you guys keep each other safe? Cops place their lives on life. They put their lives on the line every day. They put themselves in harm's way for you every single day. No one asks them to do it. Yeah, they get paid. They don't get paid well for it. For a cop to jump in front of a bullet for a spoiled little snot-nosed kid in college at times, I wouldn't do it. With the way you guys treat them, I wouldn't do it. And it actually brings more harm on the police. In a school-wide letter on September 5th, MAC President Sonia Stevens admitted that the college had no power to stop the rally, citing the First Amendment as one of the main reasons. Participants will gather on public area, public grounds, around a public gazebo, which is not owned or managed by the college. Does that mean? Does that mean that they would stop it? They would stop a black, Back the Blue rally, but they wouldn't stop a BLM rally. They wouldn't stop the Fund the Police rally. They wouldn't stop any of that stuff, would they? Pro-abortion rally, none of it. The right to peacefully assemble and indeed free speech are protected in the First Amendment together with the freedoms of association, petition, and press are what we understand more broadly as a freedom of expression. To defend free speech is to defend the most fundamental, most important part of human freedoms, even when they make you feel bad. The AC article makes explicit that some views expressed are antithetical to the very freedom that the First Amendment stands for, but they still have a right to say it. Right? If you take First Amendment rights away, it won't be long before freedom is gone. They go on to say the college cannot then prevent an assembly from being held on town property or in proximity to the campus. But the Black Lives Matter, not interested in what he had to say. So in other words, again, they want to be the law. They want to tell you where you stand on the law. This response from the institution negates the anti-racism plan, which was released only days ago. Because rather than taking the next step to ensure that the students are staying on campus or safe, they simply say nothing. Nothing can be done. Well, they're right. Nothing can be done. Why don't you, little boys and girls, go down to the police station, lodge your complaint. Oh, that's right, you can't stand them. So they can't even come out and support you because, or keep you safe because you won't call them and let them know. Campus Reform reported once before that the MHC police chief, Daniel Hecht, he was put on administrative leave after students discovered that he was a Trump supporter. We can't have that. Right? Students planned to protest the police academy graduation occurring on campus. I mean, listen to all this crazy stuff. And yet when they're about ready to be stabbed, killed, or anything else, who are they going to call? Right? Who do you think they're going to get on the phone with? You already know the answer to that. And last but not least, I only have about a minute and a half left. You'll enjoy this one, I hope. As I said in the first hour when I was talking to Kimberly, it was hilarious. And the issue was, I love this. I think this is hilarious. Right? We lost power. We've lost internet connectivity at times. And you have to sit here and say to yourself, well, God, we're in California. It's one of the most technologically advanced states there is. And yet the electric grid can't handle it. Right? I mean, you've got colleges that are closing down for a day or two because they don't have enough power to keep the classes open. You have blocks of people, massive areas that have brownouts for a while, or blackouts, really, for a while. How does that work? Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. Appreciate your time. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.